Part 1. Welcome to Jade Mountain. Chapter 1. I don't want you to leave me here, Moon said. She fit perfectly under her mother's wing, as if that spot had been shaped by the universe just for her, like a sign. This is where you should be. Stay here for always. Certainly do not let your mother abandon you on a windy mountaintop, positively swarming with strange dragons. They found a spot under a tree where they could watch the main arrival area for the school, which perhaps hadn't been the best idea, as now Moon was fairly sure she'd seen about 1,000 different kinds of dragon, all of them entirely too loud. She shied away as 2 mudwings galloped past her, shouting and laughing. They looked so big and rowdy. How is she supposed to learn anything when she might get trampled at any moment by her fellow students? And what if they hated her? She wouldn't even have to do anything wrong, although that seemed awfully likely to happen anyway. They'd hate her just for being a Nightwing. Everybody did, except the Nightwings, who hated her for not being enough of a Nightwing. I really, really don't want to stay here, Moon said again. I know, her mother said kindly, but you have to, and it'll be good for you. I think you'll like it better than the Nightwing Village, you'll see. At least Jade Mountain won't be full of Nightwings, her mind went on. I like being wherever you are, Moon said, and I don't mind the other Nightwings that much. Most of them are awful, and you know it, Secret Keeper pointed out. They were both thinking of the stares, the whispers, the open jealousy and hostility when Secret Keeper brought her healthy, well-fed dragonette back into the tribe. That was 6 months ago, after the volcano destroyed their island and all the Nightwings had moved into the rainforest. Queen Glory had officially forgiven her for breaking tribe rules, but that didn't mean anyone else had. Here you'll be with much nicer dragons, like Sunny and Starflight. Remember you met them and you liked them? I want to be with you, Moon replied simply. It wasn't fair to finally be given all the time she wanted with her mother, to be with her every moment of the day, instead of stolen hours a few times a week, and then have to have it all taken away again. I'll visit, her mother promised. You'll see me all the time, and you'll make friends here. I'm sure you will. Well, I hope you will. My